Tēnā koe. Ko Peter Robinson, tōku ingoa, you're listening to BFM.
For something a little bit different this week, we thought it was only appropriate to look into the government's recent decision to axe art history from the high school curriculum. Last week, the government released new curriculum subjects for students years 11 to 13. Included were new subjects such as politics, civics, philosophy, music technology, and media, journalism, and communications, but art history as a standalone subject has been quietly dropped, now to be incorporated into design, painting, photography, and creative art subjects. The move has been widely criticised by art historians, academics, and past students, calling the decision both devastating but also unsurprising. We've got the president of the New Zealand Art History Teachers Association, Dr. Barbara Ormond, on the line with us right now to talk about this. Kia ora, Barbara. How are you?
Kia ora. Thank you for having me on the program.
Of course. Thanks so much for joining me. As I said, the kind of underlying sentiment with this announcement that's been going around is a lot of people are unfortunately not surprised by this move. As a subject, art history has been increasingly under threat in recent years, and its accessibility as a high school subject has been increasingly limited. For you, what was your kind of initial reaction to this decision?
I was very upset in many ways, because I think it is such a rich subject and students just enjoy it so much, and there's so many implications if it disappears from the curriculum. So I, like many teachers, were very saddened by this suggestion.
For sure. I think what kind of stands as the crux of this decision is that art history will no longer be a standalone subject, now being incorporated within other subjects like visual arts instead. What do you kind of say to the government's response that it'll remain within these subjects?
I think it's probably more difficult than might be realised. So visual arts students aren't always the same students as do art history. So visual arts could have an element of art history in it, but that will leave out a large number of students who are doing other subjects, other social sciences subjects, even science and maths alongside their art history. So it will exclude a large number of students who would normally have access to art history. It's also very difficult to run it within a practical arts course. One, because time is always limited in any course that you're running, but also it's not necessarily the same teachers. So many art history teachers who are qualified in that field are not visual arts teachers. Many of them are teaching English or history or classics or something else alongside their art history. So there's some practical difficulties with combining it as well.
For sure. As you say there, it is quite hard to see how this decision could be well implemented and beyond just kind of being a week or a class or two covering the subject, because you can't cover art history within one or two classes.
Yes, that's correct. To have a coherent program where students build their knowledge and really get to understand how to interpret artworks and how to reflect on them and relate them to the society in which they were produced, you do need time, and that just won't be really possible within a visual arts course.
For sure. I want to come back to a point you made and a little bit earlier, where you kind of noted that not every student interested in studying art history is interested in being a visual artist as well. You know, it is a separate subject and interest, and even if it does overlap. In that sense, do you think that the government is misunderstanding the value of it as a standalone subject?
I think that's possible. I mean, I'm not sure whether art history is well understood and widely understood, but it's not art appreciation or anything like that. It's a very robust academic subject that's been around since the 19th century, and it's got its own disciplinary ways of working that are very coherent. So I think there could be some misunderstanding there.
For sure. I guess for our listeners who maybe are less familiar with the contents of the subject or haven't studied it before, what does art history teach that is maybe being overlooked in this decision?
Well, I think it teaches a lot of visual analysis skills. So today we meet up with a lot of images. They're in our face all the time. And if you have the skills and have been using them through art history, you can analyze those and see where works might be manipulated, images might be manipulated, those sorts of things. So it has that sort of 21st century skill value to it, I think. But art history is also a subject where students comment constantly about how well it's developed their ability to write and to argue, and their ability to research and all of those sort of skills that are quite different from the excellent practical creative skills you get in a visual arts program.
For sure. I do also want to touch on a little bit, I guess, the flow-on effects of this decision. You know, when students are looking at tertiary education, they're often basing their decisions on the subjects they enjoyed most at high school. And I guess, I don't know, I was interested to know a little bit, how do you kind of see the lack of availability and visibility of art history at high school impacting the teaching and pursuit of it at a tertiary level?
I think it will be very significant, because students gain that love of the subject during school and then go on to do it at tertiary level. Without that feeding into the tertiary level, I think universities are going to be in danger of finding it quite hard to actually get students into those classes. So, yes, very significant, I think, that loss for the tertiary sector and then for tertiary employment, because the art history is so useful in so many areas that won't be fed in to employment either.
For sure. I think I also, like, looking at over the years, history has become a subject that has been accused of being elitist. And I guess that comes with, even for the schools that have been teaching it, it often is being taught in the higher decile schools with more resources offering it, leaving it unavailable as an option to less resource schools. What would you and the Art History Teachers Association like to see from the government and curriculum to better support students and teachers of art history across the board?
Well, I think retaining it and making it a recognised subject with a curriculum will help it enormously. So we've retained effectively a curriculum during the NCEA period where quite specific artists are studied and so forth. Some other subjects don't have that, and so the generic questions you can do in the exam mean that students sometimes feel more comfortable just being able to rote learn their answer and go in, which art history can't do. So the government would be supporting it if they retained it in the curriculum, because with the move towards a curriculum that is much more specified than the current curriculum, then that support is there. Numbers will grow in art history with the support of the government continuing to teach it. We do have low decile schools or schools in various areas across the country teaching art history quite strongly, in addition to those schools that are in the higher economic area, if you like, teaching it. So it's it will grow. I'm absolutely convinced of that.
100%. Hey, well, it's been so great getting your perspective on it, and thank you so much for chatting with us today. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for having me on.
Of course. For our listeners, that was Dr. Barbara Ormond speaking to me from the New Zealand Art History Teachers Association about the decision to axe art history from the high school curriculum. You're listening to Various Artists. We will be right back.